From the Keystone CPAs News Studios,
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
It is 68 degrees right now, mostly sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good afternoon to you. It's your Wednesday. We can see your weekend from here. I'm Greg Neft. It's our top local stories this hour. Groundbreaking for two data centers in Story County. Officials say they'll bring prosperity.
These jobs are going to be paying six figures in total comp. Those jobs, in terms of the median income, are going to be much higher than if we were filling a warehouse full of people making minimum wage.
Coming up, why Governor Lombardo is at the groundbreaking a trick and his thoughts on more data centers coming to Nevada. Putting it in writing, Reno City Council meeting right now to officially name the city's next police chief. Directly ahead, what the police union president thinks of the choice. And it's a big travel weekend. It is the start of the Memorial Day travel weekend. On the way, what you need to know if you're flying out of Reno Tahoe International Airport. It is our top local story. Well, Reno says no, but Story County says yes. Groundbreaking for two new data centers at the Reno Tahoe Industrial Center off USA Parkway yesterday. Governor Lombardo was on hand to pick up a ceremonial shovel, but that does not mean he's blind to concerns of those worried about what the data centers will do to your bills.
My concern as your governor is your concern, your kitchen table issues, and ensuring that we are protecting you all along the way and not to the detriment of economic expansion. And I think that is what is occurring here.
And as for environmental worries, the governor says there's plenty of systems installed that will make sure there's no contamination.
To go forward, they have to have a closed loop system. In other words, the water has to be reconstituted, recycled, reused at minimum evaporation to ensure that we are not using excessive amounts of water to the detriment of the residents of the state of Nevada.
This in the face of Reno City Council enacting a 30-day moratorium on new data centers last week within the city limits. With new data centers coming online, NV Energy says they're forecasting massive growth in the demand for electricity. They say 22,000 megawatts of energy will need to fulfill all that interest, but of those requirements, many of those requests will not get filled because Nevada currently has a system peak of 8,500 megawatts. Under their new plan, NV Energy is proposing creating 4,500 new megawatts of renewable energy, 5,400 megawatts of battery storage, and 1,200 megawatts of generation from natural gas. The utility also wants large electricity users to pay bigger fees. Happening right now, Reno City Council in session to officially name Corey Selfarino its new police chief. This after Chief Catherine Nance was fired. Selfarino has been serving as acting chief, and the head of the police union says he's done a good job.
Chief Selfarino also recognizes when he is not the expert in the room and he seeks knowledge from others. But he is also a master of his craft. He has extensive knowledge and education on policing.
Reno Police Protective Association President Brian Christensen.
Chief Selfarino has also shown his priority is the safety of this community. One of his first acts was to bolster the number of officers on patrol. Not only did this boost morale in the department, but it has also had a positive effect on our community.
Selfarino took over after Nance was placed on administrative leave pending a misconduct investigation. Well, are you flying for Memorial Day weekend? Reno Tahoe Airport officials are expecting between 15 and 16,000 travelers to go through the airport over the holiday. The airport says peak travel days are expected to be tomorrow, Friday, and on Monday. Airport officials say travelers should arrive at least 2 hours before their flight and plan ahead. Are you hitting the road for Memorial Day? The statewide average price for a gallon of gas holding steady at $5.25. AAA says the highest average price for a gallon of self-serve regular now in Mineral County, where it's $5.70. Ouch. The lowest average price is in Elko County, where gas is $4.68 a gallon. A gallon of gas is now going for $5.29 in Clark County and, oh dear, $5.55 in Washoe County. But good news, you can still get it in Fernley for $4.75. Other news, an hour-long standoff in West Reno from earlier this month comes to an end with an arrest. Excuse me. Police say Adam Barton was wanted for a concealed weapons violation for stabbing his housemate inside a home off Clear Laker Lane. It happened.
Following a several-hour standoff, Barton was ultimately surrendered peacefully and was taken into custody without further incident. During the investigation, officers recovered a total of 7 firearms from the residence.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio, excuse me, got a little cold here. More details on a deadly crash near Fallon from back on April 9th. This happened on Highway 117, mile marker 2 in Churchill County.
A green 1998 Dodge Ram was traveling eastbound on State Route 117 in the eastbound travel lane. The Dodge ran off the roadway, entering the right shoulder of State Route 117. The driver attempted to re-enter the roadway and lost control of the Dodge.
And NHP's trooper James LaRose says things took quite a violent turn.
The Dodge began to rotate counterclockwise, crossing all of State Route 117. The Dodge then overturned, ejecting both passengers.
And the right front passenger identified as 18-year-old Aubrey Swick from Fallon was ejected and pronounced dead at the scene. FM News Talk Election Center 2026, the latest poll has a Republican leading the race to replace Governor Gavin Newsom.
The California Democrats released what they're calling the most in-depth polls the state has ever seen, and Republican Steve Hilton is leading the race with 22% support.
The policies of the Trump administration, and as a result, the policies of Steve Hilton are out of step where California voters are.
California Democratic Chair Rusty Hicks.
Steve Hilton wants to run his mouth and continue his Fox News antics and say, this is a change election and you can change to me. Well, change to what?
The primary election will be held on June 2nd. Mail-in ballots are already pouring in. I'm Jason Campadonia.
And people voting for California governor this year will see a Barack Obama on the ballot, but it's not the 44th president.
A Democrat named Barack D. Obama Shaw is one of the options. The man changed his name to honor the former president. He isn't the only candidate who changed his name to highlight his values. Living for God and Country, DeMott is running with no party affiliation. He has been a chaplain and worked in pest control. DeMott says he will fight to end ICE raids and the vehicle miles traveled tax. 61 total candidates are on the ballot for governor. Some of their day jobs include hotel housekeeper, nurse, and musician. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Other news that we are following this hour as we continue right along here on the news at noon. Word is that we have the latest poll. Republican Steve Hilton and Democrat Javier Becerra remain at the top of the latest poll there. Time right now for today's To Your Health.
The U.S. is making a special exception to health regulations to let the Democratic Republic of Congo's soccer team into the country for the World Cup.
Currently, non-Americans who have been in the DRC, Uganda, or South Sudan in the last 21 days are barred from entry because of an outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus. A State Department official said that efforts are underway to let team members in while still subjecting them to the same screening as required for returning U.S. citizens. Fans from the DRC are not eligible for the exemption. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A study shows eating grapes can lead to better skin protection. Researchers at Western New England University conducted an experiment involving eating 3 servings of whole grapes each day for 2 weeks. Results show it helps form the skin's protective outer layer, which helps against environmental damage. Strauss Family Creamery recalling a number of its ice cream products over concerns of the presence of metal fragments. Strauss says it's working with retailers to ensure that any impacted products are removed from shelves. Health update, I'm Scott Pringle.
FM News Talk Time, it is 12:14.
Taking a look at the roads, we're doing pretty darn well right now. No issues to tell you about. There is a broken down vehicle on eastbound Interstate 80, mile marker 47. That's the second exit in Fernley. Fortunately, it's off to the side, not creating much of an issue. It is a little warmer today. It's 71 in Sparks, 70 in Carson City, 68 in Wellington, 58 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. And here is a look at your weather forecast.
It's another pleasant afternoon. Daytime highs today, tomorrow, through the weekend, and early next week going to be in the low 80s. By Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to drop about 15 degrees. Cool Breeze knows when your AC isn't working, it can be a real emergency. That's why they provide 24/7 emergency service here to make you stay comfortable. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Coming up at 3 this afternoon, it is Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Die when I may, I want it said of me, by they who know me best, that I always plucked a thistle and planted a flower when I thought a flower would grow. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Our friends at Brothers Windows are nine brothers and sisters,
always committed to their customers' complete satisfaction.
And they've installed over 1 million windows, and 60% of their customers come from referrals. So many five-star reviews.
60% of their customers come from referrals. That's amazing. You see, the lifetime warranty on installed windows at Brothers Windows actually means something. Their warranties and guarantees actually mean something.
They have integrity pricing with no surprises. Get a free, no-pressure estimate. Never any sales pressure from Brothers Windows. Just great products and great installation.
And you can still take advantage of Brothers Windows' best financing plan ever. 24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit.
And you can get up to $1,000 off beautiful new windows and increase the value of your home. So don't wait. Go to brotherswindows.com for a zero-pressure estimate. Just great information from great folks. Go to brotherswindows.com. Windows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
Live great and celebrate. Meeting up with good friends, making new ones, celebrating anniversaries, birthdays, job promotions, or family reunions. At Glen Eagles Restaurant, expect the best in service and food preparation, comfortable atmosphere, elegant sitting rooms, and rich wood decor. Glen Eagles special purpose rooms accommodate everything from small business meetings to bridal showers and large wedding receptions. Cozy up in rooms with fireplaces, or when the weather's nice, dine outside on two patios. Whether cocktails, appetizers, or a sit-down dinner, make reservations at Glen Eagles in Carson City. Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner. More information at GlenEaglesRestaurant.com. Glen Eagles is Carson City's finest dining.
Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner and on very special occasions. Glen Eagles sets the bar for delicious cuisine and top-of-the-line satisfaction. It's easy to see why Glen Eagles Restaurant is Carson City's finest. Live great. Come celebrate.
Discover the secret to radiant, glowing skin with Diamond Glow at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Diamond Glow exfoliates, extracts, and simultaneously infuses your skin with nourishing serums. Their medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Reveal your freshest, brightest self in just one session. Book your consultation today at hallandrye.com.
KKFT. This is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
Could motorcycles legally drive between cars in Nevada? I'm John Potter for the new news. Local motorcyclists are petitioning Nevada lawmakers to adopt what's called lane filtering that allows riders to drive between vehicles during stopped or slowed traffic, which is illegal in Nevada. Advocates went before the State Legislative Committee on Growth and Infrastructure yesterday to change that. They say driving between cars protects them from rear-end collisions at backups. Jessica Begnall, president of the Motorcycle Rights for Nevada, told lawmakers that motorcycles are often not seen in time at slowdowns or red lights, and that unlike cars, there's no protection for the rider, even when hit at low speed. Lane filtering is legal in California, Utah, and Arizona. It's not in Idaho, Oregon, and Nevada. A bill to legalize it failed to pass the Nevada legislature in 2013. Coming up this hour, listen for your chance to win Jimmy Failla tickets minutes away. Stay tuned. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
And it is 68 degrees here at Reno Tahoe International Airport. And if you are just checking in, the three big things that you need to know. Well, the first, number one, not one, but two data centers breaking ground for in Story County. Governor Lombardo on hand for the ceremony to start building the data centers yesterday. Number two, Reno City Council about to make it official and name Acting Police Chief Corey Selfarino to the job for real. And number three, if you're flying for Memorial Day, Reno Airport says get there at least 2 hours before your flight. It is our top national story. The Justice Department announcing that it was indicting 94-year-old former Cuban President Raul Castro in connection with the downing of two unarmed civilian planes in the 1990s.
This news conference honoring those four that died tragically 30 years ago, allegedly at the hands of Raul Castro, who allegedly gave that shoot down order of those planes. Raul Castro is 94 years old. He lives in Havana. He has no official role right now. Now, today's news comes 1 week after CIA Director John Ratcliffe met with Cuban officials on the ground in Havana to send a message directly from President Trump regarding Cuba's future. Now, things on the island are grim. Blackouts, gas shortages,
to name a few.
Fox's David Spunt in Miami. Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to go over some of those stories that were interrupted by that unfortunate coughing fit. Again, if there was an hours-long standoff in West Reno from earlier this month that came to an end with an arrest, police say Adam Barton was wanted for a concealed weapon violation and for stabbing his housemate inside a home off Clear Laker Lane south of Fife Drive right near 395 in Audi.
Following a several-hour standoff, Barton was ultimately surrendered peacefully and was taken into custody without further incident. During the investigation, officers recovered a total of 7 firearms from the residence.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio. More details now on a deadly crash near Fallon from back on April 9th. This happened on Highway 117, mile marker 2 in Churchill County.
A green 1998 Dodge Ram was traveling eastbound on State Route 117 in the eastbound travel lane. The Dodge ran off the roadway, entering the right shoulder of State Route 117. The driver attempted to re-enter the roadway and lost control of the Dodge.
NHP Trooper James LaRose says things took quite a violent turn from there.
The Dodge began to rotate counterclockwise, crossing all of State Route 117. The Dodge then overturned, ejecting both passengers.
The right front passenger, identified as 18-year-old Aubrey Swick from Fallon, was ejected and pronounced dead at the scene. Other news that we are following this hour around Nevada, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department releasing the arrest numbers from the Electric Daisy Carnival. The three-day weekend music festival racked up a total of 59 arrests. 24 were felony arrests. 35 of them were misdemeanors. There were also 52 citations issued during the massive event at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:22.
Traffic. Taking a look at the roads right now, it is doing pretty darn good out there. That earlier vehicle that was broken down and friendly, it's been hauled off and everything is moving along at the limit. Just remember, up near Lake Tahoe, on Highway 50 between Spooner Summit and the Nevada-California border, there's a whole bunch of road work that can cause you to slow down. It is 70 degrees in Reno, 69 in Smith Valley, 71 in Dayton, and 58 degrees in Klein Village. Here's a look at your weather.
That's the kind of weather you can get used to, and we can get used to it. We're going to be enjoying it through the weekend into early next week. By Tuesday and Wednesday, we do see a little change, but not until then. 80s. Cool Breeze Heating and Air Conditioning. Take advantage of their 20-point AC Super Tune-Up Special. CoolBreezeNV.com is where you can schedule your appointment. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Coming up at 1, Guy Benson after the new news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
I'm Wes Duncan, and I'm running for district attorney to make Washoe County safer. In this race, I'm grateful for the unanimous support of law enforcement in our region. I'll be tough on crime, enforce the law, and always back the blue. As an Iraq War veteran, I've seen firsthand the breakdown of the rule of law. And as Sparks City attorney, we fought homeless camps, retail theft, and human trafficking. We need change in the district attorney's office, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserves. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Are you struggling with bad feet? Hi, it's Mike from the Good Feet Store. I'd like you to hear what Kelsey, a kinesiologist, has to say about how your feet can affect your entire body.
When the foot's placed in the ideal position, everything else up the kinetic chain works better. You have better balance, more energy, you're going to feel better. Being able to move freely means everything to me, and good movement starts with the feet. What I really like about the Good Feet system is that they support all four arches in the foot.
So did you even know you had four arches at each foot? Most people don't, and most shoes and inserts only support one of your foot's arches. Learn how Good Feet Arch Supports can support all four of your arches. We want to help you walk, run, exercise, and play in comfort this year. Trade in your bad feet for good feet at the Good Feet Store. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Vegas Golden Knights open the Western Conference Finals at Colorado tonight. Teams met four times in the regular season. Two games went into overtime. Each team won one of those, and Colorado won a regulation game. It's honors time for baseball and softball in Nevada high schools. Player of the Year in baseball, Keenan Dolan of Minogue. Pitcher of the Year, Chase Spencer of Reed. In softball, Player of the Year, Kiki Harris of Minogue, and teammate Sammy Boggs as Pitcher of the Year. I'm Craig Spolp with sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Your Noon News on Nevada's FM News Talk.
We have 68 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good Wednesday afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. In the news, Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, says the bottom half of U.S. earners should pay zero income tax. In an interview with CNBC, the Amazon founder said the income tax paid by lower earners is, quote, a small amount of money for the government. Bezos argues the top 1% of taxpayers pay about 40% of all the tax revenue, and the bottom half pay about 3%. He believes that, quote, we should not be asking a nurse in Queens to send money to Washington. According to IRS statistics, the bottom half of taxpayers had an adjusted gross income of about $54,000 back in 2023. Well, other news that we are following this hour as we continue right along. Nearly 50,000 Samsung employees are going on strike Thursday for an 18-day protest.
The workers' union is calling the protest over the South Korea tech giant's bonus payments. They want the company to abolish a cap on bonuses and put more money into paying them out. I'm Monica Nelson.
Other news as we continue right along, a coalition of 24 states, including Nevada and Washington, D.C., are suing the Trump administration over student loan limits on nursing and healthcare degrees.
A lawsuit was filed in federal court Tuesday challenging a rule that limits access to federal student loans for those seeking a graduate degree in several healthcare fields. New York Attorney General Letitia James says the rule will leave communities in need with fewer healthcare providers. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says healthcare systems across the U.S. are already understaffed and that the administration is making it harder to pursue those degrees. I'm Michael Kastner.
Time right now for today's tech update.
Nearly 50,000 Samsung employees are going on strike Thursday for an 18-day protest. The workers' union is calling the protest over the South Korean tech giant's bonus payments. They want the company to abolish a cap on bonuses and put more money into paying them out. Minnesota has become the first state to outlaw prediction markets. Governor Tim Walz signed a public safety bill this week prohibiting online platforms where people can bet money on the outcomes of events. Prediction markets get around local sports betting restrictions by selling bets as financial contracts like commodity markets. Federal authorities filed a lawsuit Tuesday to block the prohibition, arguing prediction markets should be exclusively regulated by federal officials. And OpenAI says users can examine images to see if they're generated with their AI technology. For now, it'll only spot AI-generated images made by the company, but they say the technology will expand. Also, OpenAI is joining Google in adding a digital watermark to AI images. Tech Report. I'm at Mattinson.
The Justice Department charged two men today with publishing deepfake pornography.
Federal prosecutors charged two men with violating the year-old Take It Down Act, accusing them of publishing AI-generated deepfake pornography online. The Justice Department says 51-year-old Cornelius Shannon of Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey, and 20-year-old Arturo Hernandez of Bedice, Texas, posted thousands of fake explicit images and videos depicting celebrities, elected officials, and private citizens. Prosecutors say the non-consensual AI-faked photos generated millions of online views in what they call a disturbing abuse of technology. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Our neighbors to the east right now experiencing an epic drought. Utah right now considering implementing water restrictions as it tries to navigate its situation with water. Word is that residents are being affected throughout the entire state.
What he calls ugly halftime.
All of Utah is in a drought, with more than half the state facing extreme conditions. Now, farmers already struggling just found out about water usage restrictions beginning in a couple of weeks.
The water master told me a couple of days ago that we should get full allocation until June 1st. After that will be what he calls ugly halftime.
Rulin Fowers has been in the industry his entire life. He owns Circle F Farms with his son and they call themselves hay facilitators. They grow, buy, and sell all types of hay and straw. Because of the drought, more farms are relying on hay to feed their cattle, but it's hard to find, and it's expensive.
And that's Fox Weather's Kaylee Schuyler in Hooper, Utah. Coming up, your chance to win tickets to Jimmy Fallon's show. That's happening right here in Reno. Fox News covers the nation and the world, right as Fox Talk 99.1 covers Northern Nevada. It is 12:31.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30. Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The U.S. Justice Department indicting former Cuban President Raul Castro in connection with the 1996 murders of four people, three U.S. citizens, who were killed by Cuban fighter jets while flying civilian aircraft. The DOJ alleges the former leader had spies in Florida that gave intel on the Americans who were killed. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche.
Today, we are announcing an indictment charging Raul Castro and several others with conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals.
The current Cuban president is responding, accusing the United States of lying and manipulating the events from 1996. We heard from President Trump today, says he wants the Strait of Hormuz reopened.
We're going to give this one shot. I'm in no hurry. You never think, oh, the midterms, I'm in a hurry. I'm in no hurry. Ideally, I'd like to see a few people killed.
America's listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk Time, it is 12:32. Coming for your chance to win tickets to Jimmy Fallon's Reno show. That's directly ahead. In the news, Starbucks is trimming its corporate workforce again, and it's a pretty big cut.
The company filed a state notice saying 252 corporate employees tied to its Seattle support center are being laid off, with the first goodbyes happening July 17th and all separations wrapping up by February 1st of 2027. These are not baristas. We're talking vice presidents, directors, analysts, project managers, and other mid to senior level corporate roles. Starbucks says the cuts are part of a restructuring that will relocate or contract out some operations. And yes, that may include shifting more work to its Nashville office. I'm Monica Nelson.
Other news that we are following this hour, short-term career and tech education programs now eligible for federal Pell Grants.
Education Secretary Linda McMahon says it's thanks to a new rule in the Workforce Pell Grant program.
So this is a new program from 8 to 15 weeks. You can go in and get certifications and go ahead and get into the workforce and get a job.
States will determine which high-demand fields will qualify for funding. Students can apply beginning July the 1st. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
FM News Talk Time, it is 12:33.
The Pony Express not only carried mail, it also connected the West with national events. On November 7th, 1860, an extra pony run galloped out of Fort Kearney, Nebraska, arriving in a cloud of dust at Fort Churchill, Nevada, in a remarkable 7 days, 7 hours. Riders brought news of Abraham Lincoln's election and start of the Civil War. The news flashed by telegraph to San Francisco and up and down the Pacific coast. Lincoln is elected. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
The oath sworn by the Pony Express riders pledged that they were experts at their craft and would uphold the highest moral standard. Lincoln Heating is looking for additional technicians and installers of this same description who are willing to meet the high expectations of our customers. So, giddy up to the phone and give us a call at 359-1985 or visit our website at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air Conditioning, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
Another pleasant afternoon. Going to have pleasant afternoons, evenings, and mornings for that matter, right on through the weekend. Temperatures staying in the low 80s, a little cooler Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Cool Breeze, where you can join the Cool Club, the planned maintenance program, get priority scheduling, discounted pricing, and peace of mind. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update
your noon news. KKFT.
The age-old issue of noise complaints downtown may come back in a big way. I'm John Potter for the New News. Right now, the Reno City Council is meeting, and they are considering trying out an 18-month program that would remove conditional use permit requirements for new indoor music venues in downtown, Midtown, and East 4th Street. The idea is pushed by bars and other owners who say that could bring more business to the city's nightlife districts. And of course, there's already opposition from downtown residents about the noise. The pilot program only applies to indoor music shows. If passed, it would extend through 2027. Okay, time to win Jimmy Failla tickets. You get a pair to see him at Bartley Ranch if you are the fourth person to text 775-884-9910. Text your name and email address. Good luck. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are rallying as bond yields and oil prices fall, easing inflation worries. The Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks are mostly higher, led by Tesla and Nvidia. And shares of Nvidia are up over 1% ahead of their big earnings release. That happens after the closing bell today, which will be a key test for the AI trade. An Intel stock is popping 6%, the chipmaker snapping its five-day losing streak on Tuesday, with its stock falling around 16% over the period. And the minutes from the Fed's late April meeting were released this afternoon, with the majority of officials anticipating that interest rate increases would be necessary if the Iranian war continues to stimulate inflation. And ChatGPT maker OpenAI is preparing to file for an initial public offering as soon as Friday, according to the Wall Street Journal. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk Time, 12:38 on this Wednesday afternoon. A very good afternoon to you from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. Time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma, that is. He joins us from Keystone CPA Studios, 775-786-4900 for all your money questions and your money concerns. And a very good afternoon to you, Mike.
Good afternoon, Greg.
So, you know, this is interesting. Earlier today on the show, we talked about Jeff Bezos, the billionaire founder many times over of Amazon, saying the bottom half of U.S. earners should pay zero income tax. He said this on CNBC, as a matter of fact. He said that the top 1% of taxpayers pay about 40% of all the tax revenue. The bottom half pay about 3%. He says nurses in Queens, New York should not be paying income tax when the rich already pay so much. Thoughts on that? Because we've had this kind of discussion before.
No, we haven't. Actually, I think the metrics are right. According to my research, roughly 3% of the people making less than 50% of the income, the bottom 50% are paying 3% of the tax. The top 50% pay 97% of the tax. You know, I think it's an arbitrary line. I mean, I'd probably say the hardest part for earners in New York is living in New York. They're paying more New York tax than federal tax. At that. So that's where you're like, at that income level, their problem is not federal income tax. It is they're paying sales tax, they're paying property tax, they're paying state income tax. They are paying a lot of tax, and Jeff Bezos doesn't have an opinion on that. That's really where they're getting crushed.
Yeah. So it is interesting, though. Think about that for a second. Losing, what is it, like 18, 15, like 10% of your income to the federal government, all that would be coming back to somebody like that, wouldn't it?
Well, actually, when you're at the bottom end, they're only losing like a couple percentage points. It's not that much in federal tax. But they are losing 15, 20% in all the other layers of tax.
Sure.
But you know, I don't know. It's like if they want to make more money, they can. I mean, they can do something else. But we're trying to govern on tax policy. I think tax policy should drive the economy and certain behavior. You know, what behavior is giving a tax holiday going to create? Well, maybe we want to make certain types of jobs more tax beneficial. We'll just exclude them from taxation. Right now, pastors, for example, they get a lot of tax benefit. They don't pay tax on all of their income. They can have a parsonage allowance. If you want to give a tax benefit, give some love to the nurses out there, of course, do it. But I think target it to them, because then you're going to inspire people, hey, I can get a tax holiday if I become this profession. But if you're just not making money because you're not productive, you got the same tax break, eh.
It's interesting. Let's jump off that point when we talk about different kinds of jobs, different kinds of trades, and different kinds of taxes. Today, the U.S. government said that Pell Grants are actually eligible for technical and trade schools. Thoughts on that? Because that's, you know, we need plumbers. We need electricians, right?
Hallelujah, don't we, right? Well, and I think, and you know, anything that we can do to get people more educated, you look at the advent of artificial intelligence and how that's changing quickly, a lot of people being displaced already. So anything we can do to get people in the great United States of America a little bit smarter about doing things, yes. And I think Pell Grants are a good place to start with that. You know, it shouldn't just be for college or, you know, higher education. Trade school is great, and you're 100% right, Greg. You know, right now, where it's hurting the most for jobs aren't the educated jobs necessarily. It's really the blue collar stuff, mechanics, HVAC techs, and the like. Inspire people to go that direction, and to think of it, in the United States, we're kind of conditioned that the education's free, right? At least till you get through high school.
Sure.
So, and they're like, I don't want to go to college, but these trade schools are just like college for the trade. So, and the concept of paying for them, you know, I think there's, you know, throwing some love at the Pell Grants, you know, they're means tested. You have to qualify for them. Trade school, I think, is a great idea.
Absolutely. Let's talk about prediction markets. You know, this is Nevada, of course, and we'd love to bet on just about everything, but one state has actually gone ahead and banned them outright. Minnesota, actually. You can talk all you want politically about Minnesota, but they have gone ahead and done the deed. You know, I mean, some people say they get in the way of things. Other people say, you know what, it's just a natural course of the market. What say you?
If people want to wait, you know, the reality is this, right? Mm-hmm. If you look at prediction markets and betting on political outcomes, it's always in favor of the House, right? It's never a fair game. A fair game is you're going to pay everything out that you took in. The House always wins. So if you want to throw your money away or a fraction of your money away betting on a race, so I don't think it impacts anything. But if Minnesota's a different opinion, I respect their right to. It's not a big enough issue. I think there's significant issues that nobody's talking about right now that is fascinating. So, for example, if we as a country have all this superior military presence, why can't we move oil through the Strait of Hormuz? Why can't we just clear it out? I thought we sunk all of Iran's ships. Nobody's talking about it. Like, why is gas over $5-6 a gallon? Well, shouldn't we be able to control the narrative there? You know, we're just quashing this little country. Why can't we win on the Strait of Hormuz?
You know, that brings up an interesting point here. So let's talk a little bit about Cuba for a second, because the Justice Department today indicted Raul Castro, and that would mean maybe that there could be some sort of activity in Havana, if you know what I mean, and that could be devastating for tourist markets. Think about it for a second, because, you know, Caribbean cruises, you know, various tourist activities. Cuba threatening to launch drones against Key West, which would mean their annihilation, of course, but still, that keeps people away from Florida.
Well, right, the proximity. You know, I think having good diplomatic relations with people is good. I was raised, Greg, to be kind to your neighbors.
Sure. Right?
You may disagree with them, but you can have a healthy discourse with somebody you disagree with. So, I think that I was shocked, candidly. I was shocked when we rescinded diplomatic ties to Cuba. I thought that
in 1962?
No. Recently, it was okay. The most recent administration. Why?
Okay.
Right. I mean, it's just you're better on. In fact, I would say it this way, Greg. The only sitting president I ever met was Barack Obama, and so I just started the radio show, and I was invited to go. He was speaking in Reno. I was in line, and there's protesters, Republican protesters outside saying, "Oh, you know, Obama this, Obama that." And somebody says, "Bosma, you're as red as we are. What are you doing in line?" I go, "I'd rather be in the room and have influence than be out here and have none."
Huh.
Okay. That's my take on it.
Not bad. That's very interesting. We'll have to leave it at that. Want to let everybody know that the ticket winner to the Jimmy Failla show is Tom D. of Reno. Tom D. of Reno. We will have tickets for Brian Kilmeade's show on May 30th, tomorrow and Friday. So make sure you're listening to the KKFT News at Noon. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPA is sure to want to thank you for joining us as always. And we will talk again tomorrow.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Greg.
Absolutely. Keystone CPAs, all your money questions, all your money troubles, all your money concerns, 775-7877. 7-8-6-4-9-0-0. That's 775-7-8-6-4-9-0-0. FMNews.com, it is 1245.
Looking pretty darn good on the roadways right now. There is some debris on eastbound Interstate 80 at Vista Boulevard as you're making your way out of Sparks. Fortunately, it's not creating much of an issue in that area. But I do want to remind you that between the California state line and the Spaghetti Bowl, they are replacing 7 interstate bridges along I-80 right now. There is a bunch of construction and speed limits have been lowered. It's 72 degrees in Sparks, 71 in Yerington, 70 in Minden, 58 degrees at Zephyr Cove. Here's a look at your weather.
It's another pleasant afternoon. Daytime highs today, tomorrow, through the weekend, and early next week going to be in the low 80s. By Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to drop about 15 degrees. Cool Breeze knows when your AC isn't working, it could be a real emergency. That's why they provide 24/7 emergency service here to make you stay comfortable. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Coming up at 3 this afternoon, it is Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, Capital Control Systems.
Are you ready for summer? Have your air conditioner serviced today by Capital Control Systems for our special price of just $89. We'll check your AC to make sure you're ready for summer. And if you need a new AC unit, we'll give you a free estimate on a new Trane system.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, Capital Control Systems.
Call 883-3277.
There's always something new at the Carson Nugget.
Warning, side effects of comedy nights at the Carson Nugget include uncontrollable laughter, especially when comedian and Fox News personality Tom Shalhoub takes the stage in the Grand Showroom Saturday, May 30th for your choice of show at 6 p.m. or 8 p.m.
Blue Origin's new Shepard rocket successfully completed its mission with an all-female crew, including Katy Perry, Lauren Sanchez, and Gail King. I think they took it literally when their husbands told them they needed space. But the crew and capsule returned safely via parachute. Luckily, no one had to parallel park.
This show will sell out, so get your tickets today by visiting ccnugget.com or stop by the Carson Nugget box office today. Don't miss Tom Shalhoub, Saturday, May 30th.
There's always something new at the Carson Nugget.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good.
If you have more than $25,000 in the state of Nevada, your will could end up in probate for years. If you call my office, that will not happen to you. This is John Rhodes, president of Lifeline Estate Services. We are a Nevada-licensed legal document preparation company, not a law firm. Over the last 30 years, my office has drafted thousands of living trusts, none of which have ever been successfully contested in any court of law, allowing our clients to protect well over $1 billion in clients' assets from probate and outrageous attorney's fees. It doesn't matter who drafted your original trust. We amend and close out trusts created by our competitors. We encourage you to shop around, even attend a competitor seminar, but don't commit to anything before you ask your friends and neighbors who did their living trust. Remember, you don't have to pay the ridiculously high attorney's fees to have a solid, time-tested custom estate plan for half the cost of the area average. Call 824-8400 for a free consultation or visit trustforless.com. Stop procrastinating. Call 824-8400 now.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
And if you are just checking in, it's our top local story. Reno says no. Story County says yes. Groundbreaking for 2 new data centers at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center off USA Parkway yesterday. Governor Lombardo was on hand to pick up a ceremonial shovel. That does not mean he's blind to the concerns of those worried what the data center will do to your bills.
My concern as your governor is your concern, your kitchen table issues, and ensuring that we are protecting you all along the way and not to the detriment of economic expansion. And I think that is what is occurring here.
And as for environmental worries, the governor says there's plenty of systems that will be installed to make sure there's no contamination.
To go forward, they have to have a closed loop system. In other words, the water has to be reconstituted, recycled, reused at minimum evaporation to ensure that we are not using excessive amounts of water to the detriment of the residents of the state of Nevada.
NV Energy is forecasting massive growth in the demand for electricity, especially from those data centers. They want large electricity users to pay bigger fees. Well, happening right now, Reno City Council in session to officially name Corey Solferino its new police chief. This after Chief Catherine Nance was fired. Solferino has been serving as acting chief for the past several months. The head of the police union says he's done a good job.
Chief Solferino also recognizes when he is not the expert in the room and he seeks knowledge from others. But he is also a master of his craft. He has extensive knowledge and education on policing.
And Reno Police Protective Association President Brian Christensen at City Council.
Chief Solferino has also shown his priority is the safety of this community. One of his first acts was to bolster the number of officers on patrol. Not only did this boost morale in the department, but it has also had a positive effect on our community.
And again, Nance was placed on administrative leave pending a criminal misconduct investigation. FM News Talk Election Center 2026, Republican Steve Hilton and Democrat Javier Becerra remain at the top in the latest poll for the race for California governor.
A poll released by the California Democratic Party on Tuesday shows Hilton in the lead with 22% support. Becerra is right behind him with 21% support. 15% of the likely voters surveyed back billionaire Democrat Tom Steyer, who has poured nearly $200 million of his own money into his campaign. The other leading Republican, Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco, is polling at 10%. He and Hilton were previously at the top of several polls, sparking Democrats' fears of being locked out of the November general election. I'm Daniel Martindale.
If you're flying for Memorial Day weekend, Reno Tahoe airport officials are expecting between 15 and 16,000 travelers to go through the airport over the holiday. They say peak travel days are expected to be tomorrow, Friday, and on Monday. Airport officials say travelers should arrive at least 2 hours before their flight and plan ahead. FM News Talk time, it is 12:52.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
It was a good year for the Nevada softball team, just a couple of outs shy of winning a Mountain West. Player of the Year for Northern Nevada softball, Kiki Harris, hopes to make it a better year next year. Harris of Minogue, named Player of the Year, she's headed to Nevada. Minogue teammate Sammy Boggs, the Pitcher of the Year, is headed to Iowa State. Player of the Year in baseball, Keenan Dolan of Minogue. Pitcher of the Year, Chase Spencer of Reed. Aces lost in the opener in Oklahoma City last night, 6-3. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
It's difficult to make a man miserable when he feels worthy of himself and claims kindred to the great God who made him. Abraham Lincoln.
A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
This is Sharon Angle, a lifelong Nevadan, graduate of UNR, and a college educator. Sharon Angle is a wife to her husband Ted, a mother of two, a grandmother of eight, and a dedicated citizen who spent 8 years in the Nevada legislature putting Nevadans like you first. The right to homeschool your children. That's Sharon Angle. The property tax abatement on your home. That's Sharon Angle. The Nevada Supreme Court ruling in 2003 on the two-thirds requirement to raise your taxes before the Settlemyer decision affirmed it. That's Sharon Angle. One of the leaders who led the way on voter ID in 2005, and she's still fighting for it today. That's Sharon Angle. She even swims over 1,000 meters each week. There's simply no one stronger, more experienced, and more knowledgeable to implement voter ID in Nevada. It's time for justice for Nevada voters. It's time for voter ID. It's time to do what's right. Sharon Angle for Nevada Secretary of State.
Paid for by Friends of Sharon Angle.
Sharon is great.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college, they're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
Another pleasant afternoon. Going to have pleasant afternoons, evenings, and mornings for that matter, right on through the weekend. Temperatures staying in the low 80s, a little cooler Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Cool Breeze, where you can join the Cool Club, the planned maintenance program, get priority scheduling, discounted pricing, and peace of mind. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
Greg Neff with you here in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. The NAACP is launching a campaign urging black athletes and supporters to boycott major college athletic programs in southern states over voting rights.
Organization leaders announced their Out of Bounds campaign targets schools in states including Georgia, Alabama, Texas, and Florida. This follows a recent Supreme Court ruling tied to the Voting Rights Act that the NAACP says weakens black voting representation. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said the Congressional Black Caucus supports the boycott. The organization's encouraging recruits to avoid targeted programs while asking current athletes to advocate for voting rights and consider transfer options. Fans and donors are also urged to redirect spending away from targeted schools and toward historically black colleges and universities. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Comedy Central setting the premiere date for the highly anticipated new season of South Park.
I'm going down to South Park, going to have myself time.
Friendly faces everywhere, humble folks.
The show has won an Emmy for Best Animated Program 5 times, raking up 18 nominations in its almost 30-year run. The season premieres September the 16th on Comedy Central. New episodes will drop every other Wednesday. I'm Mark Mayfield.
And that's going to wrap it up for this Wednesday edition of the KKFT News and Noon. Thank you so much for joining us. We will be back with you tomorrow, before you know it, with all the news that's happening in Northern Nevada, plus your chance to win Brian Kilmeade tickets. So we hope that you join us then. We, of course, something big is happening in Northern Nevada. We will have it for you right here. I'm Greg Neft, and I sure do appreciate you joining us. Phil, thank you so much. As always, same thing for you, John. And, of course, Craig, you're much appreciated as well. We will be back with you again tomorrow. Next news, local news, is at 1:30 Fox News at the top of the hour. Make it a great afternoon, everyone. See ya.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno, Carson City. The Evans Broadcast Company. Fox News starts now.